This is Dick Griffith with Let's Talk. This is week four of a four-part little series on some suggestions on how to effectively and with valid communication talk to God and hear back from Him. So we've been talking about prayer, and in prayer we lay out all those things that you all are fully aware of and have used in prayer time for many of you for decades, and we adore Him, we confess our sins, we thank Him for who He is, and then we bring to Him our concerns. And so this session has to do with bringing those concerns. When you look at God's Word, wherever you're studying in your devotional time, we're going to be using Psalm 1 as an example, but wherever you are in your devotional time, if you have laid out before the Lord those things that are in your heart that you have concerns about in your life, in your circumstances, in your life outside the church, in the community, or at work, or with friends or relatives, you've laid those concerns out, and then you pray about them and you give them to Him, and then you look at God's Word and you say to yourself, okay, what can I get out of this message, this principle, this promise, this command, this application that is coming to me from this Word that applies to where I am? Keep me alert to that. Let me even write it down, maybe journaling to a little notebook where you put down MPPCA and you write those thoughts down so that they're in your mind. You're alert to them throughout your day. This is something that's most easy to do in the mornings because I don't know about you, but at night I have a very difficult time studying God's Word because I go to sleep in the middle of it. But in the morning I'm awake and I'm alert and I'm trying to figure out what is He going to help me to do this day. So we've been in Psalms 1 and now we're down to verse 4. So let's look at verse 4 through the end of the psalm. We've been talking about staying away from sinners. We've been talking about being like a tree planted by a river and how He gives prosperity to that tree because that river of water is the delight we have in His law or His instruction. And now we're talking about the other side of the thing. So verse 4 says, the wicked are not so. They don't prosper as the godly are promised in verse 3. The wicked are not so. They are like the chaff that the wind drives away. So when you've harvested the wheat and you're shaking out the grain and you're trying to get rid of the bad parts and keep the good parts, you throw that grain up and down in the wind and let the wind blow the chaff away, and that leaves the grain. The wicked are not so. They are like the chaff that the wind drives away. They don't stay. They're not of value. They're gone. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So C this time of our MPPCA is command. And the command here is to avoid the way of the wicked. Avoid how they do business, how they relate, how they function in life, what they're trusting in, their own self-effort, somebody else's unwise advice, and avoid the consequences that come from that. So do believers follow their old ways? Does your life differ from former ways every day, not just on Sunday? How has your life changed? That's a good question to ask yourself. How has your thinking process and your life changed such that now I've changed from some old ways of approaching decision-making and dealing with the problems of my life to the new ways? What does it mean to walk in His way, to be God's kind of person? That's the way I look at it. What does it mean to be God's kind of person in this situation? What does it mean to be God's kind of husband, God's kind of wife, God's kind of father, God's kind of employer, God's kind of employee, God's kind of neighbor? What does it mean? And you'll know those things from the study that you've done in God's Word. You'll know this is what God's kind of person will do, should do, and this is not what he should do. You should be recognizing in your approach to life how you're different. And your difference ought to be compelling. It ought to draw people to Him. There ought to be something about you that people go, how does that person deal with those issues? Yeah, they have cancer. They have heart disease. They lost their house. How in the world are they dealing with that? But those ways should not be offensive. They shouldn't drive people away. They should compel or draw you closer. Does your daily walk need to change? Does it fulfill those kinds of expectations? You're commanded to avoid the ways of the wicked. We can know, if there's any question in your mind, we can know for sure that we are in Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:13 says, "These things are written that you may know." There's another passage, the letters of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, for you to use in your devotional time. "These things are written that you may know." And then the Bible says that the wicked, in verse 5, the wicked will not stand in the judgment. What's that mean? We're all going to face judgment at some time. We know that for believers, we're forgiven, and that judgment before Christ will be a judgment of rewards. But the sinners will appear in judgment as well. So I thought of a passage as I was looking at this that is just really impressive to me about what it means to stand before the Lord or not stand. So this comes out of John 18, starts with verse 3, and it's a familiar passage. Christ is in the Garden of Gethsemane about to be challenged. So Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, Who do you seek?" And they answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus said to them, "I am." I am he, the Greek says. The I am, as you may be aware, is the divine name. Jesus says to them, "I am." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with him. When Jesus said to them, "I am," they drew back and fell to the ground. And so he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken. "Of those who he gave me, I have lost not one." So here's Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. Picture a judgment time. And they come to him with torches and clubs and weapons. And he says, "Here I am." And they fall to the ground. And here he is. He's orchestrated his own death and crucifixion and according with prophecy. And they can't even stand up. They do not stand in the judgment. They fall to the ground. And those that are not believers will fall to the ground. Those that are believers will be in him and will be able to stand. And those other 11 disciples are there standing, but the rest fall. And basically Christ turns to them and says, "Get up and take me, because this is all planned from the beginning of eternity." Stand in the judgment. Don't fall in the judgment. That's the principle that's here. So if when you appear at the gates of heaven, will he let you in? Ask yourself that. Why will he let you in? I think he will. I'm not sure. But will he let you in? And the only answer to why he would let you in is, "I don't deserve it of myself, but because I believe that you paid the price for my sin, you paid that penalty, you have accepted me through the sacrifice of your blood, that you'll let me in." And he will open that gate for you. The last of the pattern here for Bible study, MPPCA, is application, and I don't have an application for you. Application is up to you and the Holy Spirit. And I pray for you that you'll grow closer to him and realize, if you're one of those that just doesn't know for sure, that you'll put your trust in what he did for you, not what you're doing for him. So, Father, bless each one of these that are listening today. I thank you for the encouragement of your word, the truth that it speaks, and the hope that it gives. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.